Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, where the Jumbo Chocolate Advent Calendar says it's less than 3 weeks till Christmas. You can hear him coming. Coming up behind door number 5 this week, Nokia's announced another finger-friendly phone, the N97. We'll see how it stacks up against any touchscreen touchdown. The great netbook debate's rumbling on. Now, Michael Arrington's waded in. Who? And they can barely give them away, but the PS3's had a price cut. A whopping 40 smackers off. But is it enough? Plus, hear about your chance to join in the T3 podcast as we go all interactive. Before all that, there are two people to introduce. First of all, my intrepid co-host, T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
But also, the lovely Ree Morgan.
Hello.
Joining the show on a more permanent basis. Good to have you here, Ree.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Yes, hi, Ree. Dragging yourself away from your large online following.
Yeah, exactly. My fanboys.
Oh, no, you've got lots of fans. I've read the message boards. Hairy-palmed inadequates everywhere.
Well, hello to
enjoy the work of T3's.
My gadgets especially.
Hello to all you Reanites out there.
Yes.
So, Ree, you're going to be our gadget gal, bringing in your gadget of the week.
Each week.
Gadget gal.
I suppose. Yeah. So what have you brought this week, then?
I bought this week something for all pet lovers. It comes in a little bag.
It's tiny.
It is tiny. But, you know, good things come in small packages.
Okay.
But what this is the Zoom back. Your face is now a picture.
It's got no buttons on it.
It looks like the case you would get for a mini Maglite.
Only you would describe it like that,
but yeah.
But what it is a finder. So basically, you can put this little thing in your partner's pocket, on your pet, on your child.
Are you suggesting your partner is your pet?
Or vice.
Or your pet
well,
is your
that
partner.
That would be wrong
okay,
if I
that's,
did it vice.
That's, yeah, let's not go there.
But anyway, what you can do, you can track them because it's got a SIM card inside and it uses assisted GPS to find them anywhere in the world.
Okay, so hold on. That's the device you put on your pet?
Yes.
It's massive. Well, I mean, it's not big, but
it's pretty big. If it's on its collar, it's going to be kind of swinging up and pinging
if that was on a cat, it wouldn't be able to lift
the
its
cat
head.
Wouldn't be able to move.
Well, I think it comes with a special strap. You just strap up your pet and send them away.
You just sort of duct tape it to its torso and then send it out.
If it was a sort of an Alsatian or maybe you could stick it around its
You could sellotape it to a Great Dane's whiskey barrel.
Yes.
Is it a Great Dane? St. Bernard.
Yeah, that would do it.
I know, but I think for smaller dogs like Chihuahuas, I think those people.
They're the ones you're gonna lose.
The ones that actually go missing, ones. You can't use it on.
Yeah, but I think they dress their dogs, so you could put it in their little jacket.
A little accessory pocket.
That would be nice.
Oh my
but
God.
Why would you put it on a partner?
Well, I think if you're quite a suspicious partner...
Your partner would have to be pretty thick not to notice they're carrying that.
No, you can't listen, but you can spot where they are. And you can set up safety zones. So if you think your partner's cheating on you in a certain house...
So it's got GPS.
In red light districts or...
Does it use GPS or does it use
It's assisted GPS, yeah.
Oh, so it has got GPS. Well, it's good. I'm not sure...
You could...
How much is it?
If it was your partner, you could insert it.
£99.99.
£100! I'd just buy another dog.
If you lost one.
Yeah.
I don't know what are the price of Great Danes. I think they're about 100 quid.
Actually, we're looking at a dog at the moment. They're about 600 quid for a puppy.
Yeah.
There we are. Saves you some money with it.
Money well spent then.
No, but I've also just heard that in Leeds, loads of dogs have been taken to the dog's home because people can't afford to keep them.
Because they can't afford the GPS.
So I can get a cheap one from there. I can get one for nothing. Just get a free dog.
Yeah, during the credit crunch, I suppose. Oh, anyway. Well, that's brilliant. Thanks.
Thanks, my pleasure.
I can tell everyone's going to enjoy
thanks,
this regular feature.
Yeah. Very, very good. Woo! Yeah.
That's 64 kilobits per second.
Wow. that's good quality sound clip there. Well, thank you. Thank you, Ree. The lovely Ree Morgan there. Now, Duncan, we've listened to your whinings each week.
Whinings?
But now we want to hear from you. Yes, you. The one with the headphones, sat on the train with both hands stuffed inside your jacket, freezing your ass off. Yeah, you know you. But yes. How, you ask? Well, at great expense, we've employed literally dozens of Lithuanian migrants to man a new and exclusive podcast rant line around the clock. A line you can call any time, night or day, and pour your heart out to. We will listen. And we may agree.
We won't say anything back, but we...
And even if we don't, we'll be playing your musings right here on the T3 podcast to thousands of possibly drunk listeners. So here's what I want you to do. Take out your phone, preferably your work phone, so it's paid for by Elaine in accounts. Put in this number, 0207 042 4848. Got that? 0207 042 4848. That's just a normal landline. None of your premium rate nonsense here. And remember, you can call us anytime. We or one of our Lithuanian representatives will be there. Because that's what we're here for. You guys. It's always been about you.
Yeah, so if you've had a particularly bad experience in Carphone Warehouse, let's say, for instance, and you want to get it off your chest, that's the number. What's that number again, Dan?
Okay, well, you can't have a rant line without a jingle. That could have been smoother. So this is just a primly one that I knocked up. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. So I thought that was a rhetorical question.
Call the rant line now on 0207-042-4848. That's 0207-042-4848. And a Merry Christmas, everyone. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. That was the Christmas one.
Yes. It wasn't really a jingle, was it? There was just somebody talking over some rubbish music.
Oh.
You wanted to go 0207-042-4848.
I did that in about...
Chat back.
4 minutes.
Okay. I'm talking to a friend of mine who actually is a professional musician, to knock up a proper jingle.
Yeah.
He's a professional musician and he runs a gay chat line.
Okay. Two things.
So
excellent.
Hopefully we can put the two together.
Does he do the voiceover for the gay chat line?
No, but he sometimes records rude messages that people have left on the gay chat line and uses them in his songs.
Oh, we need them.
Which is borderline unethical.
Oh, forget the rant line. We should have the gay chat message line.
Yeah, I think we'd have to have a parental advisory.
Okay, well, anyway, do call us. 0207-042-4848.
4848.
All right.
It is quite an easy to remember number.
Keep working
because
on that
of the 4848.
Yeah.
24 hours a day, 4848.
Ah.
2 times 24. Yeah. Okay. That's the handy mnemonic that everyone will now be using.
Anyway.
Should we go on to the next thing?
Yeah. So give us a buzz. We'll play some of those next week. I really have no idea what we're going to get.
Nothing at all?
Mm.
People going, oh, mate. Please don't say words like bum nugget or
say the
mother
Nintendo
lover.
DS had a 0.3 megapixel camera. I think you'll find it was 0.32.
Yeah, we have to draw a line under that particular
that's not good.
Megapixel episode.
Anyway, Duncan, because of all that, no time for your usual rant. So,
my rant about Carphone Warehouse, you mean? I'll hold that over till next week. That's fine.
Okay, good. So let's plough straight on to the main business of the week, shall we? The Nokia N97 launched in Barcelona this week. Were either of you there?
No.
What do you think?
Our editor was there. Kieran was there. He got to go.
He's the editor of T3.com.
Yeah, he got to escape the snow and freezing temperatures and go to Barcelona, did he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He did have to look at Nokia phones, though.
That's true, actually. Actually, I've been to one of these.
It swings around about.
That's so dull. Anyway, the Nokia N97. This was... because we had the 5800 Express Music and...
The Tube. As
which
nobody is now calling it.
Wasn't quite the awesome, all-powerful, all-singing, all-dancing phone that it might have been. And we were promised at the time there was a more powerful phone coming. So I guess this is it.
Yes, it is. I mean, just to not exactly pick you up, but when you say launched, it was only launched to the press. It's not actually incoming anytime particularly soon, is it?
In fact, it's not going to be here until... They've said the first half of 2009, which could be anytime up to June.
That would be the 30th of June then, presumably. It does seem a bit stupid announcing that far in advance. Well, not stupid. Brave.
But Nokia always do
that's
this.
The word I'm
they're
thinking
the,
of.
They're the complete opposite of Apple. Apple go, here's a product and you can buy it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Nokia
like it,
go, here's a product, you can buy it in 6 months.
The reason for that is that everybody else in the world does Apple's PR for them and says, oh, this is what we might be seeing from Apple in 6 months. And there's so many people doing that, like the infinite number of monkeys, somebody actually does always get it right. Yeah, no, because, I mean, what if another iPhone did come out in the next 6 months?
Well, I'm guessing.
And, had fixed all the flaws, and then suddenly the N97, which I must admit at the moment looks pretty great.
Well, let's have a look at it.
Would look a bit not so great.
Well, it's Symbian, so the same as the 5800 there. 3.5-inch touchscreen, which is the same size as the iPhone, but it's higher res, 640 by 360.
Yeah, the screen, good.
That is good. It's only...
It's a good feature. It's got a nice
second,
action on it.
Second to... the Touch HD is the one to beat, but this is a close second.
Mm. And the screens have tended to be good on the N series of phones, I've noticed. But I think the main thing is it's got a pull-out keyboard and a touchscreen, which is... that's what the N90... What are we up to at the moment? Six, presumably, is. This is the N97. The N96 should have had that, I think.
Well, the N96, everyone sort of thought, oh, isn't this touchscreen? Because that was...
Yeah, that's neither fish nor fowl, nor anything else. It's just sort of...
But slide-out keyboards on a touchscreen device?
Well, I think that's a little bit of an admission that touchscreens aren't quite as good as they could be for a lot of things, the main one of those things being typing.
The iPhone one works. BlackBerry's...
Not really.
BlackBerry's quite annoying.
The iPhone one is much better than all the rest, but it's still not as good as even those stupid little pull-out keyboards. At least, you know, it's the thing of the what you're pressing moving slightly.
The G1?
I've got a G1.
So how are you finding that?
I quite like it. It does feel like a sidekick.
You do have tiny fingers, though.
I do have tiny very lady small fingers.
Well, that's probably...
It's a medical condition.
That's probably the closest comparison. Mm. Or the Xperia X1, which I think
Just awful.
Yeah. Duncan?
The Xperia X1 is rubbish.
Good. Yeah. Okay, I think
anyone who's... I've noticed that it's already been knocked down all over the place and not... It's just a crap phone. I don't know why Surrey X1 keep doing it. Every couple of years, they hype something and hype something for about a year in advance. Yeah. It comes out and it's rubbish.
So, I mean, this one's got... It's got all the usual. It's got your GPS. It's got your Wi-Fi. Actually, when I say usual, the Storm hasn't got Wi-Fi, has it? But anyway, it's got the Wi-Fi. 32 gigs of internal storage.
I think that's the killer app, isn't it?
That's more, that's more than some netbooks.
Also, it's got an SD card slot. So you could have 48
and
gigs.
I think I heard it comes with a 16 gigabyte card as well.
Yeah, it does.
Did you hear that at the press conference? I'm sure. Once reality... Well, I don't know, because flash memory is so cheap now. That is actually
especially
plausible.
By 30th of June next year.
Well, yes.
I imagine it would be cheap. Did you read the press release, by the way?
No, I didn't. About 500 quid, wasn't
Nokia.
It? It was going to cost, though.
Yeah, it's going to cost £540 after tax, which is cheaper than the N96 was touted at.
Well, we live in hard times.
I think it puts the N96...
2.5% less VAT as well.
It puts the N96 in its place, this, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, the N96, I think, was always meant to be a bit of a placeholder. Or complete waste of time. But
finish the press release, though, because Nokia have coined a new phenomenon, social location.
Oh, yeah, but that's not really new.
No.
There's like iPhone apps that do that.
Yep, that's not new, but they've coined it Solo.
Solo.
It's a new word. It's what the kids are calling it.
It's what the kids are doing.
Going Solo.
They don't do drugs anymore.
Solo.
They do Solo.
Okay. Like so, solitary vice.
Yeah, basically it'll update your Facebook with exactly where you are.
Yeah, so that I say, nah. I mean, what kid is going to buy an N97?
That seems my point entirely. This is an absolutely feature-packed phone. It's got a keyboard. It's clearly designed. I mean, they've called it a mobile computer.
Yeah.
So why have they packed it with Facebook apps and all this sort of thing? It's a business tool.
Well, it's because everybody apart from Apple just tries to appeal to every possible consumer they conceivably can. That's why you end up with such a mess.
I think they're going to fall between two stools with this one. But there we go.
Two stools.
Yes. Like bar stools, not that kind of stool.
Not poo.
I feel sick.
Honestly. Anyway.
So low. That is rubbish.
Yeah. Terrible. Anyway, out by June, £540 SIM-free after tax.
Yeah. You'll probably be able to get it for nothing, though, or quite cheap on contract.
It's on all networks, isn't it? What I find interesting is the G1 and the Storm are on.
And nobody bats an eyelid.
I thought Nokia might go with one, but they haven't. It's
no,
on
because
all networks.
I don't understand that, because when iPhone was like, oh, we're only going to be on O2, everybody was like, this is the worst idea I've ever heard of. And now two of its main rivals do it, and nobody, there's not been a whisper of it. It's like, oh, actually, it's not that big a deal, only being on one network. I'm sounding like an Apple fanboy now.
You are.
I would just like to point out I hate all Apple products as well, just in case anyone.
Now, Duncan, we didn't have time for your rant, but we do have time.
I'm making up for it.
To hear your pointless press release of the week.
Oh, this is another new regular feature.
Hey.
Pointless press release of the week.
That's good. That's good.
That's the Harry Hill.
We'll clip that and use it every week now.
Okay, brilliant.
Have you got it?
No, I haven't, but I can remember it.
Oh, go on.
It was for Must sunglasses, which are used in space by
astronauts. Oh, yes.
What?
And they're very, very light, so they don't. When the G-forces are like kicking in, they don't pull backwards through your head like a cheese wire and rip your entire head off.
Hold on, sunglasses you can wear in space?
You can wear sunglasses anywhere.
Oh, right.
Presumably under your helmet.
Right, okay.
Space helmet.
That was their only selling
anyway,
point.
Anyway, this was the thing. The way they sold it was like, if it's good for astronauts, it must be good for you. Why? I don't eat sort of pureed food out of a metal tube.
I don't drink my own urine.
Well, I don't wee into a funnel with a Hoover at the other end of it. I don't sleep upside down or whatever it is that astronauts do. Bloody astronauts.
I don't know.
Who cares what astronauts do?
Yeah, losing their toolboxes all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, they've tracked that now in space.
Tracked it?
Yeah.
Using the Zoom back. Zoom back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet they wish they'd thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah. You could, if you've got a powerful enough telescope, you can look at it.
Great.
That's it.
You can say that about anything.
Floats around. Yeah, there you go. Good. Okay. So what are they called?
I can't even remember who makes them because I'm so underprepared, but they're called Must.
Must.
And to add, I really hate anything which messes around with typography, and this is MUST, and it's all uppercase. Mm. And, oh, that was it. The exact punchline was, it's a must for astronauts, so it's a must for you.
Oh,
so it's like multiple levels of crapness, basically.
Good. Well, I'm sure you can find those in all good...
Astronaut shops.
Yes. Now... Duncan, like two episodes ago, we mentioned we weren't that thrilled with netbooks.
Yes.
Since then, the blogosphere has gone mental.
I know. Like when we said we didn't like The Storm that much, and then Stephen Fry picked up on it, and suddenly it's big news. Apparently he can make or break gadgets by saying he doesn't like them.
Whereas
we're the ones with the real power.
We're the ones with, you know, a loyal listenership of gadget lovers.
Who
all
is
rushing
Stephen
out
Fry?
To not buy The Storm after our pronouncement on it.
Anyway, blogger extraordinaire Michael Arrington waded in with three reasons why netbooks just aren't good enough.
Well, he's a something extraordinaire.
He says they're underpowered, the screens are too small, and the keyboards are impractical to the extent that effective typing is impossible.
He's a man of, you know, good words there, you know.
He cuts to the chase.
Yep.
What does he mean? Effective typing is impossible?
Well.
I mean, I'm not a massive fan of netbooks, but I mean... I think he's overrating the pudding a bit, where he says it's impossible to type on a netbook.
Absolutely, and since we whined about them,
you got a few weeks ago, battered your hands with hammers, so your fingers are like massively bulbous, like in a sort of Tex Avery cartoon.
Well,
can type on it.
I've now been using this for a couple of weeks, and I have to say, underpowered for what? I mean, I'm not, you know, playing Quake Arena on this, or you know, it's used to browse the web.
Yeah,
I think the clue's in the name, isn't
play
it?
Play my clips, and write articles.
I mean,
it's fine. The screens, well, the 7 and 9-inch ones, I have to say, are too small. They're tiny, but this is a 10-inch one, and it's fine.
I think the 9-inch ones are usable for... if you compare it to, you know, trying to... Everybody goes on about how great the browsers are on the new generation of sort of smartphones.
Yeah, they're 3.5-inch screens.
it's like looking at the internet through a letterbox, basically. It's very clever the way they fit it all in, but it's still no good, you know?
And the keyboards... I'm getting used to it. I can type pretty fast on this now.
Look at me, mummy. I can type.
Yeah. It just takes a couple of weeks. Just
It's like,
it's like using a new phone, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like when you first tried those Blackberries, you know, with the two letters on each key, and everyone went.
Well, I still do that.
But most people have managed to come to terms with it by now.
Yeah, as long as they only ever use Blackberries, though.
Yes,
I don't think that's. Whereas a QWERTY keyboard is a QWERTY keyboard.
Well, that's true.
Even if the shift key is on the underside of the casing for a reason that nobody can work out.
Not to be outdone, T3.com has come up with 7 more reasons to hate them. And in the interests of balance, well, yes. Smart ass.
Maths never was my strong suit.
And in the interests of balance, 10 reasons to love them. Half of these hate reasons, I think, are positives.
Right.
Build quality. Actually, the build quality on this is quite good. I know some of them are shoddy. Connectivity. It's got Bluetooth. Some of them have
Wi-Fi.
Even got
3G.
It's got Wi-Fi. Some of them have got 3G.
You can dongle them up.
It's knocked it down. The operating system. Now, okay, maybe you don't love Linux. Fine.
I don't think anyone
loves
Linux.
But a netbook is the only thing you can get XP on.
Yeah,
I really don't like Vista.
I did see that list, and they said, "Oh, you never get Windows on these netbooks." And it's like, well, yeah, you do. But you get XP, which
on
is
half of them, you
better
get
than Vista.
Exactly.
And then it said something like, oh, well, you can't use Linux, it's impossible. It's really not that hard to use Linux. Maybe not the most enjoyable experience in the universe, but it's not, you know.
Battery life is way better on this than my old laptop.
Yeah.
I'm sounding like a fanboy, but I just, you know, there are a lot of other things on the list that I agree with.
I like that we started this piece with everybody's jumping on our bandwagon and saying netbooks are no good. And now we're saying netbooks are the best thing since sliced bread. But
you're just confusing people. What are they going
to
do?
Well, it's because I've got used to it.
Our listenership won't know what to think.
I've got used to it now. I quite like it. Anyway, last but, least actually this week, the PS3.
Yeah, the PS3.
It's a sad tale, this, isn't it, Duncan?
Yes, it's a sad tale of it not being very good and everybody having to pretend for years that it was good.
Ree, have you got one of these at home?
I have.
You have? Okay. Because Duncan, all we ever can talk about is the Wii, because that's all
I've got.
Yeah.
So you have a bit. When did you buy your PS3, Ree?
I bought my PS3 about a year ago.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know.
Yeah, you must be pissed off then. Yeah.
I know. I am.
And has it transformed your life in every way you hoped it might?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, there we are.
So what, you like it?
Yeah, it's okay. I use it.
Are you not a bit disappointed with the games?
Some of them, but you know, I'm not that much of a game. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
No, that's but fine. That's fine, because I mean, one of the other reasons, you know, one of the reasons for buying a PS3 is it's a great Blu-ray player.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I use it mostly for. But yeah, if you're a gamer, I think you would be disappointed compared to what you get on other consoles.
And you know, sort of, this is just
and
come
add-ons.
Down. It's just come down 40 quid, so it's now 250 quid.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which is more reasonable. It's still more expensive than an Xbox or a Wii.
Yeah.
But at £250, if you'd said to me 6 months ago, I'd have probably bought one, because for £250, it's a bloody good Blu-ray player. But now you can buy a Samsung, a Sony Blu-ray player for 150 quid.
You're getting budget ones now. Yeah. Do you want to know what I think about the PS3?
Tell me.
I've got a pithy soundbite prepared for this.
Yes.
And if you want to read it after I finish saying it, it's in my column, which is in the issue coming out next week.
have you got a jingle?
Basically, yeah, no, not yet.
Anyway.
PS3, not too good. Basically, like the Wii, you can sum up the Xbox and the Wii really easily. Like, the Xbox is cheap and it's for hardcore gamers, or it's reasonably priced for hardcore gamers. The Wii is cheap and for casual gamers.
Yeah.
What the hell's the PS3 for? It's not, and it's not cheap.
It's not cheap. Mm. It has got like, a good Blu-ray player, but you
so
can
what?
And buy it now anyway.
Oh, you can display all your photographs on your telly.
Little Big Planet?
Why would I want to do that? Little Big Planet. Get out of here. That was supposed to be the thing that was going to turn its fortunes around, and then everybody saw it.
Yeah, and there's massive problems.
There's massive problems with it being not that good. Yeah. And then also Sony apparently keep on sort of taking down user-generated content for it because they don't like it, when the whole point of it is meant to be this user-generated experience.
Well, that's it, Duncan. Just time for your quickfire reactions to Amazon MP3 just launched in the UK.
Yes, very exciting.
Mm, is it?
Potentially, I've not looked at it.
It's DRM-free, which is the nice stuff. iBreath iPod breathalyzer.
Yeah, more expensive than a dedicated breathalyzer, but you do get to plug it into your iPod, so that's good.
Mm. Big one, this 256 megabyte upgrade for the Xbox 360 Arcade.
Yes, most exciting news of the year.
I think so. And speaking of the most exciting news of the year, the Aquavision waterproof HD TV.
Waterproof is it's good for soaps. Because you can watch
I think that deserves a but not much more of it. Well, Psychobot says you're a deeper, mysterious character with many layers, much like an onion, but with thicker skin.
Mm.
Interesting.
Zen-like.
That really is it. Find all the latest on t3.com. Find T3 in all good news agents, and even some bad ones. And join us next and every Friday to hear your random rantings. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.